I was thinking to read in two passages, or maybe even three, for this evening. The gospel that I want to read tonight, it is from Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10, starting with verse 17. And my Bible, it is on the page 1206. Mark chapter 10, verse 17, till 22nd, 22. Page in my Bible, 1206. As he went forth into the way, a person ran to him and kneeled to him, asking him, "A good teacher, what shall I do that I might inherit eternal life?" But Jesus said to him, "Why callest thou me good? No one is good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor thy father and mother." And he answered, saying to him, "Teacher, all these things have I kept from my youth." And Jesus, looking upon him, loved him, and said to him, "One thing lackest thou. Go, sell whatever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me," taking up the cross. But he sat at the word, went away grieved. The second scripture I want to read, it is in Gospel of John, chapter 5, on the page 1273. Page 1273, Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 24. Lord Jesus Christ is speaking here and says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, that he that hears my word and believes him that has sent me has life eternal, and does not come unto judgment, but is passed out of death into life." And the last which I want to read, it is in Acts chapter 16. This is on the page 1327, Acts chapter 16, verse 30. So, on the page 1327. It says here, "And leading them out, said, Sirs, what must I do that I might be saved? And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus, and thou shall be saved, thou and thy house." Amen. I was looking into these a few scriptures. Well, there we can bring and combine more many others. But for tonight, I was looking because it is very interesting. I know many people have heard many preaching from these scriptures. But it is like the Bible, it is like a well. You take water and every single time it is good, refreshing, and very healthy. So the scripture want to tell us something tonight. The first scripture that I read, it is very well known about the rich ruler in Israel who had lots of wealth, and the way that he behaved, it looks very, very interesting. It seems that he heard about Lord Jesus Christ, as we can hear today about Lord Jesus Christ in many, many, many other ways. There are so many ways to hear about the gospel, so many ways to hear about Lord Jesus Christ. It is, I might say, it is impossible in life stream someone to don't hear the gospel. God doesn't allow that. In one way or another, God will reveal himself to us. And he is going to reveal in such a way that we might understand. Yes, he might reveal to me the way that I will understand, and the way that I will understand, maybe you don't understand him. So he will reveal to you the way that you will understand him. That's for sure. The thing it is, I need to pay attention the way that he wants to reveal to me. And here, it looks like this young rich ruler, He knew about Lord Jesus Christ because he came to Lord Jesus Christ as Lord Jesus Christ went forth. He says, unto the way, a person ran unto him. And look what he has done. The things that many people are not doing. He kneeled in front of Lord Jesus Christ. He gave him homage. He bowed down in front of Lord Jesus Christ. It is strange, isn't it? Because many people these days doesn't do that. They don't want to kneel in front of Lord Jesus Christ. But this young ruler, he recognized that Lord Jesus Christ, it was a very important person. The way he behaved. And he said, he kneeled in front of him and asked him, well, I can see from the beginning that Lord Jesus Christ want to interact with people. Don't be afraid to kneel in front before Lord Jesus Christ. Don't be afraid to ask him. You know, some people, back in my country, when I was giving tracts and Bibles to some Orthodox people, they said, Mr. Daniel, I'm too sinful to touch that book. My priest told me to don't touch that book because then more judgment from God I will have. So people are afraid even to touch the Bible. In many, many parts of the world, they think, yes, and it is. The Bible, it is very holy. And they say, how can I come to God? I am too sinful. I am too dirty. I have a life that I wasted. How can I come to Him with bare hands and nothing to bring to Him? Don't be afraid. Lord Jesus Christ, what I learned from here, from the first few rows, I can see that Lord Jesus Christ, if He's open to speak with you, He wants to have a fellowship with you. Just go and ask Him. He will never ever turn His back to you. He will be open and willing, as we even sang the hymn, He's willing to help you. And he said, the young ruler said, good teacher. So, this is another thing. From where this young man knew that Lord Jesus Christ is a good teacher? That's a big question, isn't it? Because many Pharisees, they didn't recognize in Lord Jesus Christ even just any other kind of teacher. But this man, he said, good teacher. This means that he was very much interested in Lord Jesus Christ's teaching before. He might ask many other people, what does he teach? What about how he teach? So he was very much interested the way the gospel it tells me. You know, many, many people, it is strange because many people look like this gentleman here and they are very much interested into the eternal life, religion, gospel even they speak about Lord Jesus Christ. But then they remain there. We'll see a little bit later. Lord Jesus Christ, let's go back. And he said to him, asked him, good teacher, what shall I do that I might inherit eternal life? This is a question in everyone's heart. This is a question in my heart. It was a question years ago. Maybe it was a question in your heart. Maybe it is a question in your heart. If you still have that question unanswered, Lord Jesus Christ is the one that can give you the answer. He has all the answer in your life. He has all the answer for all your question. Don't stay back don't hide your question. Go to Lord Jesus Christ and ask Him all the questions that you have. It doesn't matter what kind of question. He is ready to ask to every question that you have. And He said, what shall I do that I might inherit? Well, one of the things, it is, He wanted to do something. Maybe you need to do something. also. We need to go to Lord Jesus Christ. We'll see. But Jesus said to him, why callest thou me good? Many people, they might say, you see, even Lord Jesus Christ said he is not good. No, he didn't say that. He didn't say that. He just wanted to take more from this more information from this man. Why do you think I am good? Why do you think Lord Jesus is good for you? It's just because he is a good teacher? It's just because he is teaching you good things to live in this life? Or it is a little bit more? I think Lord Jesus Christ wanted to emphasize something else. It is, I am not just a good teacher, I am a God. I am the Son of God. Because he came and he said here, no one is good but one, and that is God. So if you think that I am good, if you see that I am good, this means that you recognize me, I am a God. And that's a very, very interesting fact. Many people can't see this in the scripture. Anyway, we are going forth and says, Lord Jesus Christ came and told him everything that this young man, he already fulfilled in his life. I might not be so clean, so strict like this gentleman who came to Lord Jesus Christ. Because it says here, thou knowest the commandments. From where Lord Jesus Christ knew that he knew? Well, he is God, and he knew everyone. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witnesses. How many of us can say that we never steal? If you never steal, that's a good thing. I steal things when I was young, and I repented about that. But Lord Jesus Christ said specifically, do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not fraud. Honor thy father and mother. And he answered, this means that the young man said, teacher, all these things have I kept from my youth. Well, I wanted to show you something. That all these things doesn't give you life eternal. Help you to live a nice and good life. And peaceful life here on this earth. Because you don't have problem with your neighbor, you don't have problem with your colleagues and things like that. But it doesn't give you eternal life. Mm. You need to do something else. Mm. Many people thinking that living a moral life, they will inherit the life eternal. That's false. We cannot go in heaven just because what we have done. But we can go in heaven for what he has done. And Lord Jesus Christ said, and Jesus, I like this. I like this scripture here. I love it. Look how he said. He says, and Jesus looking upon him, loved him. Lord Jesus said, they didn't disagree with him. He said, oh, well, you had a little fault here, a little fault there, because obviously he couldn't be a perfect man. Nobody is perfect for God. So Lord Jesus didn't emphasize that. But look at him and love him. The good news in this evening is that Lord Jesus Christ loves you. When he look upon you, he loves you. If you felt unloved so far, he is loving you. He is the one that loves you the most. You don't know how much he loves you. I would like you to feel Lord Jesus' love in your life. And said to him, one thing lackest thou. Go, sell whatever thou hast and give to the poor. I have my understanding here. We might have many things in our life. What do I have that I need to get rid of? This man had too many things with him. He was rich, yes indeed. He had money, maybe wealth with him, traveling from place to place. He had a good life, a moral life. But Lord Jesus said, no, go and sell everything. Go and get rid of this. You need to you need to get rid of all the things that you think you are doing good. You need to get rid of everything that you think, well, I'm good because I'm going to church. Well, don't count that on salvation. I'm good because I'm singing in the church. Don't count that on salvation. I'm good because I'm helping elderly people. Don't count that on salvation. I'm good because I'm doing good deeds. Don't count that on salvation. Nothing from this can save you. And you can add everything. If you think that you are going in heaven because what you are doing, that's false. You need to get rid of that thought, of that, yes, we are doing this because we love Him, not because we want, because this will bring us in heaven. Lord Jesus Christ says, Father one, then, and come, follow me, take upon the cross. My dear friend, this is the most important thing that you need to do. To get rid of what I have, as Job said, one time he said, naked I went out from my mother's womb and naked I'm turning back into the earth. We didn't bring anything in this world. But we can do something. We can come to Lord Jesus Christ as He said here, and then come, and then follow me. We need to come to Lord Jesus Christ, and you need to come to Lord Jesus Christ, and you need to follow Him. That will give you life eternal. Only Lord Jesus Christ, because He says, taking up the cross. And I'm going quickly to the other scripture that I just read. It is in John chapter 5, where Lord Jesus Christ says, verily, verily, I say unto you, that he hears my word and believes him that has sent me has life eternal. There are so many things that we can speak about from here. The one who hears the words of Lord Jesus Christ. You know that there are many people who don't hear, even they have a good hearing. Maybe it was happened with me when my wife was telling me something, and because I didn't pay attention, she said, did you hear that? I said, well, what did he say? And I pretend I have a good hearing. Do you hear Lord Jesus Christ's words? Do you hear His voice? You know, it was a young man in Israel living with a priest, and during the night he heard the voice, Samuel, Samuel, and he didn't discern the voice. He thought it is the priest, and he went and knocked to the priest's door and said, "You called me." He said, "No, I not." And he went back to sleep. He heard again the voice. He didn't know who is there. He went back to the priest. I heard you this time. Yes, it was you. You called me. No, 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 it wasn't me. And the priest noticed, oh, God is calling him. But he has no experience. Go back. Go to sleep. And if you will hear again your name called, say, here I am. Speak unto me, God. And then God revealed to Samuel, and he was a great prophet in Israel. Do you want to pay attention to the voice? So many times. You see, why God didn't call Samuel during in the day when he was busy doing his work in the temple? No, he was too busy. God knows exactly when it is your the most important time that He can call you. Because He knows when you are in a quiet time. He don't want to disturb you when you are too busy. No, no, let him. To count the time. It was another a big teacher in Israel who came to the Lord Jesus Christ when he came in the night. Because he wanted to have a quiet time with Lord Jesus Christ to ask him many things. Well, that he that hears my words The question, my friend, it is, do you hear him? Can you hear him? If you don't hear, if you couldn't hear him since quite long time ago, you shall bow down and ask Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus, I heard this evening that you are still speaking to me. I didn't hear your voice from quite long time. Can you help me to hear you? I want to hear your voice. I want to hear what you are telling me. Open my ears to be able to hear the wonderful living words from you. Well, we go forth and he says, and thus, verily, verily, I say unto you that he that hears my word and believe him that has sent me. So this is everything that we need to do. We need to hear what Lord Jesus Christ is speaking to us. And then believe on him. Has life eternal. It is so much in this scripture, in these verses. Has life eternal. It doesn't say had life eternal. It doesn't speak on the past. It doesn't speak on the future, that it might be uncertain the future. I don't know what the future brings. But it says has life eternal. It is present. It is now. And when we will wake up tomorrow, it is present. Because it says has life eternal. As you go home, you have life eternal. It is present. It is for now. It is not for the future. When you will go in the future, it will be there because it's still present for you. It is so nice, so important when we look down a little bit much deep into the scripture. Has life eternal? Well, I believe on Lord Jesus Christ. I like to believe on him. I like to receive life eternal. But do you think it says it will have? No. The Bible doesn't say so. It will receive life eternal. It will have. No, it doesn't say so. It says, has life. It is now, my dear friend. You need to believe on him that you have life eternal as you believe in Lord Jesus Christ. And then let's go to the last scripture because the time it is so much against me. Acts chapter 16. It is another man with the same, pretty much the same question in the heart. Isn't it? We said that every single person from this earth has this question in his mind and or in his heart. Every single person. I found in my life anyone who thought, well, if I will die, is there any life eternal? Is there any life after? And if it is, how can I be in that life? How can I inherit? Well, Lord Jesus Christ, help us. And he says here, sirs, what must I do that I have be saved? The same question with another words. To be saved, it means to have life eternal. And Paul said, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt have. And thou shalt be saved. I was thinking in something else. If you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, it is exactly what the Lord Jesus Christ said. Believe on him, and you will have life eternal. And if we are carrying on to read this scripture, we will see that this man, he was saved. He believed on Lord Jesus Christ. And in that night, at that point, he was baptized, him and his house. What I want to bring here, it is, there are two different positions, two different subjects, two different persons. You might be the one like the young ruler, rich ruler, the one who came to Lord Jesus Christ, nailed to Lord Jesus Christ, ask him and recognize him that he is a great teacher, good teacher. The one that kept all the law in your life. The one that tried to have a moral life. But when Lord Jesus Christ tells you, come to me and follow me, you might go sadly away from God. That's the
disappointing for him in that scripture. That ruler, he went sadly away from Lord Jesus Christ.
But this gentleman here in Acts, he accepted Lord Jesus Christ, he believed on Lord Jesus Christ, and he was baptized at that night, and he followed Lord Jesus Christ, and he was saved. It says, further on, he was saved, him and his house. I want to ask you tonight, which kind of person are you? Are you Mark 10, verse 17, or Acts 16, verse 31? May God help you to take the right decision in your life. Hear His voice. Believe on Lord Jesus Christ. And what shall I believe on Lord Jesus Christ? Allow me another 2 minutes. What shall I believe? Well, He said, I came to do God's will. And as we read there, that Lord Jesus Christ looked upon that young ruler and loved him. He loved you so much that he went up on the cross, on the Calvary cross, and he stretched out his hands, and he was nailed for you and for me. He paid the debts that we had to pay. He paid the penalty. He took the wrath of God on his shoulder. When he cried out and he said, my God, why thou forsake me? That was because of me. That was because of you. I should be forsaken. You should be forsaken. But he took that shame cross on his shoulder instead of you. I would like you to consider this and ask him to save you. Ask him to give you time to come to you whenever it is the best time in your life, to help you to hear his voice. Wonderful words. He that hear my words and believe on the one who sent me has eternal life. May he be glorified for his name's sake. Amen.